Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
It's our hump day survey today. I want you to really think about this and then give us a call here with stories of when you were wrongly accused of something. There's nothing worse, I think, in for me anyway, maybe it's my personality, but to be wrongly accused, I actually hate it. I mean,
sure.
Obviously, it's the injustice of being wrongly accused, but there's also more to me. I just, for some reason, I hate when people just are convinced something that's not true.
That you didn't do.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you're not the one who stole my everything bagels out of the kitchen.
Correct.
That was not you.
I don't want to get accused of that. I hate being falsely accused because, listen, I do enough stuff to be accused for regular stuff that I did do. I don't need extra stuff. When I was a child, I was probably, not really a child, I was probably 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will preface this story by saying, when I was younger, I was, I wasn't out of hand, but I certainly got in a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always, I have two little sisters. They're probably 5 and 8 years younger than me. And we would constantly be doing stuff, pushing them down, running around. They, all the stuff brothers and sisters do, but never malicious. I love my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was always known for kind of, messing with my sisters and playing tricks on them and doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This one time, I was about 12 years old, I had a friend over. We were just messing around in my room or whatever. And we decided, and my little sister came in. I think she was probably 2. And she was coming in there doing whatever. And I didn't even pay attention to her. But because I had a friend and we were playing, whatever, robots or whatever we were doing. But we walked out of my room, and I promise you, my hand to God, as soon as we walked out of my room down the hallway, me and my friend were walking, I heard this loud boom, and my sister started crying, and she was in my room. So my parents are in the kitchen, which is walking towards that, but they didn't see me walking down the hallway. So we run back in, and I find my little sister laying on the floor. And I guess from the pieces that I put together, I think, and she was 2, so she had just started walking, and she still wasn't good on her feet. I think she tripped, and she hit her eye on my nightstand and cut her eye open.
Oh.
Yeah, so I ran in there, and there she is. She's bleeding, so I pick her up. And, of course, as soon as I pick her up,
that's
I look
when
over.
Your parents
my
came
parents
in.
Came in the room, and I'm holding my little sister who's bleeding by her eye, and my dad goes nuts.
Yeah.
And I promise you, to this day, years later, they still think that I pushed my sister down or I did something to her, and I don't. And they talk about it every time family gets together. Remember that time you pushed Corey? No, I didn't. I didn't do that.
That's
a true story that happened to me. And to this day, my parents will go to their grave thinking that I pushed their little girl down. And I think she had to get like 1 or 2 little stitches. But you know what? What can you do?
Classic scenario I was in when you live with a whole bunch of roommates like I did, like 5 different girls. And the one girl that I lived with, Heidi, she always accused me of using her Redken pomade.
Oh, not the Redken. You can't get that stuff anywhere.
She would leave notes. I'm like, dude, it is not me using your stuff. Just because I'm the one that gets up first does not mean I use it. It went on forever.
Yeah. You ever find out the culprit?
No, I didn't. But you know what? I started using it because I was tired of being accused.
See, it was you. That's so funny. Brandon, good morning. Hey, what is something that you've been accused of that you did not do that you just are tired of hearing about?
Well, back in Colorado, I had just got my license, and I was all excited and all cocky about it. I was speeding one day, and a cop had pulled me over, and he ran my license and everything, and I'm thinking everything's going to be great. So he comes back, and he's like, you have a warrant out for your arrest from stealing from a Safeway out there, some deodorant or something like that.
Stealing some deodorant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm deodorant, though, at that,
Yeah.
And so I'm, thinking, when have I ever stole deodorant? I'm like, I don't remember ever doing that. So I had to go sit in jail and get bonded out for the warrant. And then I went to court to fight it, and I seen the ticket, and there was a fingerprint on the ticket. I'm like, who the heck put their fingerprint on the ticket and then used my name?
Huh.
Who was it?
Turns out being, I never knew who it was. I asked all my friends. They stole my license and did that, but I never figured out who it was. And a sheriff came in and he, did the fingerprint analysis thing and cleared my name.
Wow. That's crazy.
So they had fingerprints of the people that stole the deodorant.
Yeah, that was a dumb move of that person.
Yeah.
It helped you out, though.
Right?
Man, yeah. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, by the way. We appreciate it.
No problem.
The first time I ever stole from a store, I stole a CoverGirl compact and the first rap tape that was ever in stores.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got caught.
The first rap tape was? Who
was
it?
Yeah, I think it was, oh, come on. He's passed away. He was killed. Murdered.
Well, Biggie?
No, the other one.
Tupac?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. The other one. We got a message on Facebook here from Katie. I was once accused of cutting off a classmate's eyelashes with a pair of scissors. They called me in from recess, and my teacher, the girl, and her parents were all sitting there. My teacher explained the charges to me. This was maybe second grade. Even at that age, I realized the best response was just to laugh in their faces. The girl was nearly twice my size. There was no way on God's green earth I could have taken anything from this girl by force. If I'd gone near her eyes with a pair of scissors, someone was to go home blind, and it probably was going to be me. The adults quickly realized the ridiculousness of the accusation and sent me on my way. I never did find out actually what happened to her eyelashes, but I can assume she was in some real deep stuff and tried to pin the crime on me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is from Cammie from Facebook. When I was young, less than 10, my sister punched me. A lot of brother-sister stuff here. She then turned around and told my mom that I punched her. I never even touched her. So I sat in the corner for 5 minutes when I had the best idea ever. I decided to bite my own arm and blame it on my sister, nice. And it worked.
Oh.
I got out of timeout, and my sister enjoyed that lovely corner for a while. Yeah, so funny, brothers and sisters. That's our Hump Day survey. When was the time in your life you were accused of doing something, but you really didn't do it? Mm-hmm. Let's get to Shannon this morning. Hey, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Yeah, so what happened? What were you falsely accused of here?
Hitting a pheasant with my car and putting it in my trunk and driving away.
Oh, my gosh. How does this even happen? That's hilarious.
I grew up in the Point Anne area, and they have pheasant farms up there. And an ex-boyfriend that at that time I realized he had been stalking me. And he called the DNR, told him I hit a pheasant with my car and put it in my trunk and drove off.
Gosh. Why, though? I don't understand.
Because he wanted to mess with her.
It was an anonymous tip.
Yeah.
Because it's against the law to do that with a pheasant. So I'll tell you what, the DNR, they think they're God. I got into so much trouble I realized it was him and said his name, and then they went back and got the name of the person who made the anonymous tip and realized that I wasn't lying.
See that? Unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, I almost went to jail for 6 months for hitting a pheasant.
Are you kidding?
No, I am not kidding. And they even went through my trunk. There were no feathers. There was no marks on my car. There was nothing.
Because you didn't hit the thing.
Yeah, so
right. I didn't hit it.
You cannot make this up.
Hit the pheasant. I didn't even know it was illegal to do that.
It is.
Yeah.
Unless it's pheasant hunting season.
Yeah. Right.
You can, but you have to have a license to do it.
Did you ever get your revenge? Did you ever do any revenge on him?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, I did. He did more than just that, and he spent 8 years in prison.
All right. See, well, he got what was coming to him.
Oh, well,
yes, he did.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, hon. We appreciate
it. All right, girl. Thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye. It's our Hump Day survey today at 321-0931. When are times in your life you've been falsely accused of something, but you really didn't do it? This is from Devin. A few years ago, I belonged to a fan page of my favorite band. For a while, I was friends with the guy running the page. Then he went ape psycho on me and started accusing me of being a danger to the band and that I was stalking them, that I hacked their website, etc. I could never stand up for myself because he kicked me out of the group and banned me. So after that, I decided I had to be honest about the fact that I do have a mental illness, but I'm not a danger to anybody because I didn't know anything about that. He blew it all out of proportion when I told him that I was going to the doctors. Unbelievable. They thought she was going to be a stalker. Let's see. This is from Cammie. When I was young, less than 10. We already did that. Here's one from Anthony. When I was about 12, I found a full packet of cigarettes on the ground, still wrapped in cellophane. you know, the wrapper on them. It's new. I put them in my pocket as the packet was attractive. It was gold with black writing, and maybe I was going to sell them or give them away for props. I don't know. My sister found them in my jacket and told my dad I was in so much trouble. They wouldn't believe that I found them. I was sent to bed with no dinner, and my breath was checked for weeks because they thought I was smoking. The old breath check before bed.
Just stick with the candy cigarettes.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're fine.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Most music in Madtown is on 93.1 Jams. We got Marco and Krista. It's a hell to the no hump day. Stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no. They could be detailed stories of something happening to you when you were like, oh, hell no. Or I'll give you a very simple one. I'm just sitting here minding my own business. I'll look out the big picture window, and I see what looks like a blizzard on March 1st.
Dumb.
To which makes me say,
hell no.
Hell no.
To the no, no, no.
No.
Hell to the no.
I do not want winter to be here.
No. Mm-mm. That's right. The other day I showed up at work to come here in the morning and I realized that I brought the wrong keys.
See?
To work. So
and
I had to go right back home and grab the right keys.
See? And you just wasted time.
That was horrible.
No. See? Hell no.
Ah.
That's what we're talking about.
Dang it.
Yeah. Stories just like that. 321-0931. Let's get to Jeff this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Jeff, what's going on, man?
Well, first off, I gotta thank my mothers of my children for this story.
Okay, good.
Nice.
What's going on?
Sunday night, I went to return my children to their kids, and I received a phone call from from my baby's mother stating that I should just turn around and go home. But she wouldn't tell me what for. I told her, you know, I needed the gas money that she promised me, so I kept going on my way with my journey.
Yeah.
Ended up at my four-year-old's mother's house. And I dropped the kid off, and I get in my car to drive out. All of a sudden, two squad cars pull up and block the driveway so I can't go anywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's all right, bro.
What? Well, why?
Okay, so the cop comes up to me, and he says, we had an anonymous tip that you're driving with a baby in the car while intoxicated on alcohol and drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
And this is all lies?
Yeah, so he takes my license, and he's like, you've been drinking tonight? I'm like, no. He's like, you've been doing any drugs? I'm like, no. He goes, mind if I smell in your car? I said, sure, officer. And I opened my door for him, and he smelled in my car. And then he popped his head out, and he goes, you're free to go.
Wow. Well, just pass the smell test.
Yeah.
So then I continued on with my journey on to Jefferson to drop off the baby to her mother, and she gets a phone call from the first mother saying that she's the one that called the police on me.
Wow. Boy,
and I was just like, oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell no.
To the no, no, no. Hell to the no.
Yeah, a lot happening there.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Sorry that happened to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
There
poor
you go.
Jeff. He's so nice.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
321-0931 and a hell to no hump day.
Come on.
I like the old just the cop just reached in and smelled and said, you're good.
It's good. Hey,
Febreze
can do a lot, man.
Exactly. Let's get to Chandra. Good morning, Chandra.
Hey.
Hey. So give us a story of a time in your life when you're like, oh, hell no. I can't believe that just happened to me.
It did, though.
Okay, so let me tell you that this weekend I took my family to a local trampoline park. And my son was severely injured and needed 24 stitches to close up his leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
What happened?
So he fell through a safety mat and it ripped open his leg entirely so you could see bone.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
And, then of course, you signed a waiver, I bet.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
And I posted on social media so that other parents would know the dangers aren't just a broken bone.
Right.
And I am being attacked by so many people saying that my son and I faked this injury. And I'm just like, oh, hell no.
What?
Hell
really?
No. To the no,
hell no.
No.
So
that's horrible. Why would they say that you're faking an injury like that?
So weird.
They're attacking everything about it.
Maybe, like, maybe it's the company.
I'm not a responsible mother. I'm not keeping an eye on him. And I was actually there when it happened.
Okay, yeah.
I see I see a ton of people there not, you know, like you just drop your kids off and go do things, which is okay, but I was actually there.
Right.
So.
And let's not forget, these places have people that are hired to watch your children. So if anyone is slamming you for not watching your child, that's just wrong.
Yeah. Listen, the internet is full of hateful people.
They are.
And they're called keyboard commandos because they sit behind this keyboard and then they just say, they would never say these things to your face.
Yeah.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, their mothers should have taught them better.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
We'll give you one more of these. Leave Sandra alone.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry that happened. How's your son doing, though? Is he all right now? Is he all stitched up?
He's all stitched up and, trying to get better.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Best of luck, love.
I don't know why people do that online. Just if you don't have anything nice to say, you shouldn't say anything.
No, I know. I was just telling you how some guy keeps asking me what's wrong with my eye in any Facebook Live video that I do. And finally, one of the Jams listeners said, listen, she lost her eye in an accident. Don't you think that's pretty rude to keep asking that?
Yeah. Hell no. See? That's what we're talking about.
I don't get it. Where's the common sense? Common sense. You don't say, things like that to people.
We got a thing here from Mitchell. He says, at work today, I heard somebody having a good time with themselves in the stall next to me.
Oh, good.
I decided to tell my boss because that's disgusting. I went to his office and he wasn't there, and his secretary told me that he was in the bathroom and would be back soon.
Ew.
Get it?
Yes, I get it. Yeah, I got it. Good.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.